Dayton's Dexter's daddy.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City. Something or another, I don't know.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call?
Country crackers.
What do you call people whose skin is black?
Neat.
And what about people whose skin is white?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just people like us. What do you call them?
White people.
Okay. Let's see. If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
I'm a nigger, right?
And if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
Latter. I don't know.
Okay. Before a man, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You say the man got awfully
mad.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
Let's see. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
is sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick.
Sick in his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I don't know what you call it.
Have you heard of a shivery or a shirivery or a serenade or a tinsel?
Serenade's all I ever heard it called.
Well, now, does that take place after a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens at a serenade?
They shoot and ring cowbells and holler and sing and just carry on terrible.
Did they do that when you got married?
Yeah.
Well, when do they do it? Do they do it right after the wedding or what?
Right shortly afterwards. But they generally wait till night when they think you're going to bed, and then they start.
And what did they do to you?
Well, they didn't do nothing to me, but they shot guns and rung cowbells and sung and carried on all around the house where I was in.
Uh-huh. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or the what'll get you."
Booger man.
Okay. Now, is a booger man the same thing as the devil, or is he different?
I suppose he is. I don't know.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas.
Yeah, and what do you say to them when you first see them on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
Well, there's a greeting, you know, that you use on Christmas that you never use any other time. Like Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas or something.
Something like that. I don't know myself.
You don't say anything like that on Christmas Day?
It's not much.
All right. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, "I certainly am glad I don't have to..." What?
Told it.
What do you call something that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head up inside its...
Turtle.
Okay. And what would you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Gopher.
And can you think of any other animals like that?